Save big on your landscape project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our interlock edgers on sale now through March 22nd. Save big on landscape block at Menards. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
If you like what we do here on Skiba News Nation, please like and subscribe, and also share with others so that we can grow the biggest truth-seeking community on the internet. Huge shout out to all of our Patreon supporters. We couldn't do this show without you, so I just wanted to say thank you. And if you want to help support us, go to patreon.com/SkibaNewsNation.
I don't care what it costs. I want to know what the truth is. And I hope that people, my son, anybody, if my name comes up, whether you like me, whether you agree with me or not, at least you can respect the fact that he's on a quest for truth. He's on a quest for truth.
Welcome to Skiba News Nation, bringing you unfiltered views, news, interviews, discussions, and more. And now, here's your host, Jeremiah Skiba, award-winning musician and son of Rob Skiba.
Jump. I want all of you to know, especially the young people in the audience today, and don't jump, okay? Oh, I didn't see you all the way up there.
Oh, wow, I didn't see you all up there. Holy mackerel. Don't jump.
Don't jump. Don't jump. Don't jump. Don't jump. Don't jump. Don't jump.
Don't jump, Cedric. You look like you're way up there.
Okay.
And I want to thank all of you, the cancer patients, survivors, caregivers, and don't jump from up there, okay?
That's my grandson, Bo, up there, and my granddaughter. Don't let him jump.
How old are you?
Seven.
Oh, you're getting old.
I want to sniff your head.
And don't jump. All right.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Don't jump. You guys are used to jumping. Don't jump. It's great to be here, and I have one plea. Don't jump. Don't jump.
Don't jump.
Don't jump. Thank you. Please sit down.
Just don't jump over.
Don't jump. No, not now.
They want to give a wave.
I see him.
Yeah.
And then we also have
don't jump. We need you.
By the way, in the parking garage, don't jump. I need you. Don't jump.
This is our street superintendent.
Don't jump, Michael Floor.
Hey, Mr. President.
Don't do it.
Good afternoon.
Hey, man. Don't jump. You look crazy enough to jump. Don't jump. Don't jump. And that guy up on the balcony there threatening to jump. They don't understand we have a climate crisis.
Don't jump.
So what is he saying? Don't jump. I just don't understand. Did he think it's funny? I don't know, but we've covered it once before. But anyways. Hey, Skiba News Nation family, welcome to episode 85 of Skiba News Nation, your weekly source of the latest news, controversial topics, conspiracies, forgotten history, and much more. I'm your host, Jeremiah Skiba. Now, before we get into the episode, I just want to let everybody know, by the time this airs, me and Lindsay, for my 30th birthday, will be traveling somewhere. I won't give it away yet, but we'll be recording something very, very cool for all of you guys, so stay tuned for next week, and my birthday is April 27th, and I'll be an old man, I'll be 30. Anyways. I'd like to introduce, as always, my insightful co-host, Mr. Jake Grant. Welcome, Jake. I hope you got some great current news for us. Let's dive in.
Hey, Jeremiah. Hey, everybody. We are coming to you live from the Unleavened Bread celebration here out in Missouri. We're having a blast. I wanted to share some pictures before we got into the news. We kept a Passover meal several nights ago, and we also are just having a blast with a lot of people. I love the biblical feasts, and no matter when you're calculating it, I hope you guys are having a good time if you're celebrating. And if not, it's something to look into. I think there's such a important spiritual lesson that is taught to us during this time of getting leaven out of our houses and eating unleavened bread. It not only represents getting sin out of your life, but it's the process of removing false doctrines and the little idols that we've allowed to kind of accumulate over the year. And then we start the year fresh by spring cleaning, right? So we love doing feasts, and that's kind of what I'm up to out here in Missouri. But with that said, I'm super excited to get into the news. We're just going to blast through a bunch of stories that are on my radar, and hopefully you guys will enjoy. All right, so first off, of course, a lot of people are probably aware that Congress recently pushed through a bill to ban TikTok. And while we could delve into the infringement of freedom of speech, unless TikTok divests, there's going to be all kinds of, things coming against this platform that has actually, in a lot of ways, been a bastion for freedom of speech, as YouTube has shut down many people speaking against certain three-letter organizations, right? But this guy had a really interesting perspective in regards to growing a social media following and how it's important to not just depend on one platform. And so let's check out this topic.
TikTok ban scaring you? Are you worried about losing customers? Are you worried about your reach? Are you worried about losing your account? Look, I'm not going to be another person on your feed today talking about the why and the legalities of this ban or the sale, whatever ends up happening with TikTok. But what I do want to talk about is the same thing that I'm always talking about. Guys, you cannot be relying on one or two social media platforms for your marketing. It's just not a good long-term solution. If you don't have a way to get your social media following off of social media and either into email or into text or into your own community or a Discord group or something, right? You're really putting yourself at a disadvantage for situations just like this. Relying on social media, relying on these big corporate companies to do your marketing for you or to give you the channels to do your marketing just is not a realistic, good long-term solution. So take this as a warning and take this as an opportunity to start building those systems. Are you freaking out yet? Is this whole TikTok ban scaring you?
The point of me showing that video is not about marketing. Hint, hint, right? It's about gathering information. The concept of having a network of people that can porously share truths
as the world is more and more becoming veiled on the internet, we're exiting the golden age of the internet where information could flow porously. And now we are entering into this time where they're able to shut down social media, you know, TikTok apps, right? And it, of course, they're claiming, oh, it's spy technology. And it very well could be, just as any other app on your phone could be spy technology. And of course, last week we shared some Navy SEALs perspectives on how they're monitoring you at all times, even if the phone battery's out of your phone. So replace his words in that little video with information and truth. You cannot depend on only one source of good information. And in fact, it is much better to build a organic network between you and people that you trust to share pertinent information. So with that said, this is some of the kind of information that, you know, people should be sharing. And it's one of the things that have come across my feed, but that's why it is so alarming to see bans come out against platforms like TikTok, because really it's good and bad, right? But we have to have our information accessible somewhere. And I think alternatives will just start popping up whenever they shut down the big boys like TikTok. But check this out.
Story about COVID injuries. It's the story of Maddie, one of the children who took part in Pfizer's study on children. It's a remarkable account of what happened when Maddie got very, very sick, leading to accusations that Pfizer, the FDA, and the study leaders tried to bury her case. In summer of 2020, Stephanie DeGary and her family learned an important clinical trial was about to be launched at nearby Cincinnati Children's Hospital. It would test Pfizer's experimental COVID-19 on 12 to 15-year-olds to see if it was safe and effective. The DeGarys, firmly pro, didn't hesitate to let their children take part. Among three siblings, 12...
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
12-year-old Maddie alone was chosen to get two doses of Pfizer's rather than a harmless placebo. It proved a fateful and debilitating roll of the dice.
Her second dose was January 20th of 2021. She had like what she described as electrical shocks going up and down her spine. She said she felt like her heart was being ripped out. So chest pain. She had severe abdominal pain. She was hunched over when she walked through the door. Her toes and her fingers were white, and they were like when you touch them, they were ice cold. And painful.
Did you think right away that this was probably
100%. There was nothing wrong with her prior to that.
Before long, Maddie lost feeling in her legs. Here she's scooting on the floor and using her hands to lift her legs. DeGary says she was shocked when the lead study doctor offered no help. She found herself reluctantly following the advice of physicians who insisted Maddie's paralysis, seizures, passing out, all of it were caused by anxiety.
When she was in her hospital stay in April, they treated her horribly. Like, they treated her like a crazy person.
Maddie was rushed to the ER 9 times. By the time she was hospitalized for the third time, she had heart problems, seizures, was passing out, vomiting, unable to swallow, and was fed through a tube. She was in the hospital that time for a month and a half.
Hey, welcome back.
I need to take this out. Okay. Oh, I'm
Studies are conducted to identify and investigate any health risks. Maddie's reaction was a giant red flag for Pfizer's. But the Daguerres say those involved seem more interested in blaming Maddie's illnesses on anything but the obvious culprit. While Maddie was fighting for her life, the FDA granted emergency use of Pfizer for kids as young as age 12, based on the study Maddie took part in. In a press release, Pfizer reported its favorable safety profile observed across 6 months of safety follow-up data after the second dose. No mention of what happened to Maddie. Parents across the country started rushing to get their children the heavily promoted shot.
I took a trip up there to the North Pole. I went there and I Santa Claus myself.
Government / the drug company and study folks did not want to acknowledge this as event.
No, they did not.
And you feel they were not honest about the reporting?
They reported it as functional abdominal pain, so that's basically a stomach ache that you can't explain.
Congress, heavily funded by pharmaceutical industry donations, has avoided the subject for years. There were no official hearings on COVID effects.
Neither Pfizer, the FDA, or the CDC has ever talked to us or attempted to. We have never heard anything from them.
By then, COVID was given to young people for 6 months with sometimes tragic results.
He got on like a Friday, and on Sunday, he actually, Sunday morning at 1 a.m., was on life support. He was diagnosed with myocarditis. Doctors, of course, would not say it was, but why would a six-year-old have myocarditis?
My son, Sean, played hockey his whole life. To continue to play hockey, he had to get a He took one Pfizer and died 33 days later.
The Daguerres gave the government and those who experimented on Maddie permission to talk with us about her case. However, Pfizer, Cincinnati Children's Hospital, and lead study scientist Dr. Robert Frank declined comment and wouldn't answer our questions. Same with CDC, which also wouldn't tell us how many adverse event reports in children it's received for COVID.
July of 2022, we saw a neurologist that specializes in autoimmune reactions that cause neurologic problems. And she was diagnosed with chronic inflammatory demyelinating polyneuropathy. So basically, that's where your body attacks your nerves.
That's an immune disorder known to develop after other too, and is reported in other COVID recipients after Maddie. In small advances, Daguerre says there's hope Maddie will eventually recover, though the family will never be the same.
It's a story of opening up my eyes, seeing things. I trusted the government. I trusted doctors. I trusted hospitals. What I thought they were is not what they are.
We asked federal health officials if they agree with Pfizer's published claim that, quote, there were no serious adverse events in their study on children, but they declined to answer the question.
So the reason I share that is perhaps it's not just because TikTok is like a universal spying technology on all of our phones, but rather the people who are being funded in Congress by the people who don't like negative press don't like the fact that they don't have a foot in the door at TikTok. And there's so much information being shared through that platform in those small bite-sized pieces talking about very similar topics as that, right? And they gotta shut it down, right? So, so terrible, so terrible. And on the topic of U.S. Congress, check this video out.
And you wave a foreign flag, you're an American patriot. But if you vote to keep our money at home and fund domestic priorities, you're a foreign agent. Clown world. So if you vote to send our money abroad and you wave a foreign flag, you're an American patriot. But if you vote to keep our money at home and fund domestic priorities, you're a foreign agent. Clown world.
Critical thinkers, here's a funny video. What it would be like, as a, you know, conspiracy theorist, quote unquote, homeschooling your children.
No windows on the side, and see underneath where there's like a pod thing? What's that, right? Take a look at this wreckage. See how there's no plane parts on the ground there? What does that look like?
A meso.
You see, President Bush was in a secret society at Yale. You see how there's no windows on the side? And see underneath?
Oh, man. Just a funny little quick video. But it's almost like, what do you tell your children when you know so many lies and things are going on in the world? I mean, do you give them the alternative perspective? Do you wait till they grow up in indoctrination and then hope that they come seeking answers? I don't know, but I know sometimes we can only pass on what we see as truth ourselves. And that's why the family unit and what we teach our children is so important. And perhaps that looks like you homeschooling. Leave a comment below if you've taught your children something contrary to the popular opinion or narrative that's taught in the classroom and government, you know, issued school curriculums and whatnot. All right. So with that said, let's check in on some questions after the Area 51 raid on a website creator.
Now, more than 16 months ago, teams of heavily armed federal agents kicked in the doors of two Nevada homes to serve search warrants that remain mysterious to this day.
Now, the homes are owned by a website creator who has spent years focusing on the world's most enigmatic military base, and that's Area 51. Chief Investigator George Knapp broke the story of the original raids and is here, and that's Area 51. Chief Investigator George Knapp broke the story of the original raids and is here with an update.
I thought this was interesting to share, considering we interviewed L.A. Marzulli recently. So,
you know, we'd like to tell you we know exactly why the search warrants were authorized and what the feds were seeking when they pulled their guns and kicked in doors way back in November 2022. But like everything else related to Area 51, the truth is elusive and murky.
And I hear this banging and a voice.
Retired software designer Jorg Arnu was barely awake in the early morning hours of November 3rd, 2022, when all hell broke loose at his home in tiny Rachel, Nevada, not far from the outskirts of Area 51, the world's best-known secret base.
The door of my house, they kicked in, and I'm getting out of bed, and I'm faced with about six or eight people in my little hallway. With a riot shield, guns drawn, pointed at me, commands, turn around, hands against the wall, and before I knew it, I was in handcuffs, dragged out of my house.
Agents from the FBI and OSI, that's the Air Force Office of Special Investigations, spent hours poking through the home. They seized every computer, hard drive, and camera, and barked questions at Arnu in an intense and lengthy interrogation.
I was never told what the raid was all about. I was not handed a search warrant until after everybody had left my house, after the whole thing was over. So I still don't know exactly what it is that they're holding against me.
The warrant was authorized by a federal judge, but nearly every one of its more than 40 pages was blacked out. What Arnu didn't know until later was that another team of agents had simultaneously raided his second home in Las Vegas. That door was also bashed in, guns were drawn, and his girlfriend was interrogated. Agents reportedly told the girlfriend that Arnu was a fugitive, on the run somewhere, which is how they coaxed her into giving up the names of Arnu's friends and associates.
They must have exercised a lot of force.
Altogether, the busted doors, seized property, and legal fees have cost Arnu a bundle.
All in all, I'm about $32,000 in the hole.
More perplexing for Arnu is that 16 months later, the reason for the raids is still an enigma, like that secret base on the other side of the Tickaboo Valley. No charges have been filed. None of the seized property has been returned. And neither Arnu nor his attorney have been told what prompted more than two dozen federal agents to take such dramatic action. The lawyer thinks they may never know, though it is almost certainly related to DreamlandResorts.com, the website Arnu created, a clearinghouse for all things related to the legendary Air Force base at Groom Dry Lake.
I've been doing this for over 20 years. I'm reporting on things that go on at Area 51 that can be observed from public land. I'm satisfying people's curiosity about Area 51.
Arnu says he's always been careful about what photos get published on his...
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
Site. He says he does not cross the line by straying into restricted areas and would happily remove any image that goes too far. The agents who grilled him for hours would not tell him if a particular photo on his site showed something it shouldn't have. And whatever justification was given in the search warrant is blacked out for reasons of national security. He isn't the only party left in the dark. Since 2022, Nellis Air Force Base has been pummeled with media questions about the raid, but has declined comment for good reason. Internal emails obtained by the FOIA website The Black Vault show the Public Affairs Office at Nellis was not told about the search warrant in advance or why the action was taken. Arnoux says any foreign spy who wants to see what goes on inside Area 51 could get clearer images from publicly available satellite platforms than from DreamlandResorts.com. He's made it clear to his audience that he won't be intimidated. The website now jokingly declares it's been endorsed by the FBI and OSI.
Are there residual effects for you and your girlfriend who have gone through that?
Up to this date, over a year after the raid, we still have what I would call a mild form of PTSD. In the middle of the night, we hear noise, and it's like, who's coming? What's going on? A number of times, I've actually gotten out of bed and looked around, looked out the windows if there's anybody coming. So there's definitely some residual effect there.
Get people that are putting out information that they deem dangerous. And while it wasn't revealed what exactly the raid was for back in 2022, it is interesting to kind of show what happens when you do make an alternative platform. You have to be very aware that the control of information doesn't just stop with the banning of TikTok. It can go straight to somebody's door.
He did what happened in Vegas not stay in Vegas. It circled the known universe. The frenzy grew when reports surfaced that unknown authorities had afterwards placed cameras around this family's home. The family was driven into hiding, off the grid, out of sight, underground. But 10 months later, the mystery lives on, and looky-loos and alien hunters are still on the prowl. The family posted no trespassing signs, but break-ins have been reported frequently here as recently as last week at this home. Tonight, a News Nation exclusive. The teenager who made that 911 call is finally speaking publicly at length and laying out exactly what he saw that night and what has happened since. Our national correspondent, Alex Capriello, joins me with that live from Las Vegas tonight. So, Alex, it's really compelling with the advent of a year passing almost that they've had a chance to digest what it is they've been through. They have kept quiet. They are not looking for attention. And yet now you're getting information, especially from this 15-year-old or the 17-year-old, that's pretty alarming.
Yeah, and I've found out from speaking to Angel Kenmore that life just really has not been all that easy for the past year since they saw that 10-foot-tall creature in their backyard right here behind me. For him, he says that he's plain and simple traumatized by it all. He says he can't sleep at night. He's become slightly paranoid. He cries at night trying to make sense, heads or tails, of what exactly he saw that night, playing it back over and over in his head. You can imagine the torment that's going through in his head. But to this day, none of the family has a very good explanation about what exactly they saw that night. But to their credit, they've stayed pretty consistent about the facts and the details. I really grilled him about that, trying to get him to remember as much as he possibly could about that night. Here's a portion of our conversation.
What do you remember about that night? What do you remember seeing?
Started dug in, I guess. We were in the backyard fixing a truck, and then out of nowhere we just see a big light fall down and basically crash in the backyard. And moments after, like not so, like a couple of seconds after, I saw the big giant creature in front of me. The alien, whatever you guys want to call it. The alien demon, whatever you guys want to call it.
What do you believe it is?
A demon.
A demon?
Yeah.
So maybe that's changed, that once you thought it was an alien, now you believe it was a demon.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what it is, you know, only God knows what it was. But I'm thinking it's like something bad, you know, not a good thing.
Was it moving? Was it doing?
Yes, it was moving. You could see like he was breathing, like he was like pissed off. Like he wanted to do something.
And he was looking at you
and
your brother?
Yeah, he was looking at me, yeah.
Did he say anything?
Mm-mm. Well, I remember he was growling like a dog, like argh, like he was growling.
When did it end?
As soon as I closed my eyes, I guess. I don't know, I think I was praying or something like that, and they just let me go. That's when I went inside, and you know, I saw my dad. I mean, I saw it too.
Everybody felt like it had a control of your body?
Oh yeah, I couldn't move. I couldn't move, yeah.
You were paralyzed at the sight of this thing.
Yeah, I couldn't move.
And you were looking at it for 30 or so seconds, and then all of a sudden it was gone?
Yeah. That was pretty creepy.
A lot of people think that that's just hard to believe.
They, you know, like I said again, they can think whatever they want.
What do you say to the people who believe that your family just made this whole thing up to try to get attention?
They can believe whatever they want, you know. I'm not doing it for fame. If I did it for fame, I would be on YouTube and stuff like that, doing more videos, but I don't care, guys. I just went on TikTok and YouTube, made my story. That's pretty much it. I made no money off this. I want people to know that. I made no money off this. I don't need money. That's pretty much it. They can believe whatever they want.
I bet you hope it doesn't happen to anybody.
Oh, no, hopefully not, no. I hope God, no. Really bad experience. Really traumatizing.
And Ashley, I don't know what your impression of him was, but when I was speaking to him personally, I was really struck by how confident and authentic he was about his memories of that night. There's a lot of people obviously out there in the world that would make up ghost stories in order to chase any sort of clout or fame. But to me, Angel came across as somebody who truly believed that he saw something that night in that backyard right here behind me.
Yeah, Alex, he didn't really seem to have canned answers either. So if this was all a big ruse, he's either a really, really good actor. I mean, Meryl Streep quality. And, you know, he certainly didn't script it, didn't seem to plan out answers, you know, at the grasp. I do want to ask you about the family. You know, this is the 17-year-old finally talking at length about his experience. And he, boy, did he ever add some details there that the what he saw seemed to be angry and breathing heavily with growling, looking right at his brother and him, and that he felt frozen, which is an account we've heard from other people who have felt that they've seen something out of this world before, that they've been frozen and unable to move. What about the family? Does the family back him?
Yeah, the family does, although they're much less willing to go public about it. I spoke to his mom, who basically said that she has no interest in speaking about it because she just feels differently than Angel. She feels like nobody in the world is going to believe her. Angel, on the other hand, while certainly not trying to publish his case widespread, he feels the need to share it because he wants the world to know what he saw, and also he wants the world to know that his family is doing okay and moving forward. In general, the family wants the spotlight off of them. For example, all these no trespassing signs, there's at least four of them. But at this time, they are just basically saying, look, we don't really want to talk about it anymore, but we still stand behind the things that we saw that night.
Thank you.
Wow. So there you have it. A little bit of an expansion on the story of that Las Vegas alien sighting. And I do think it is interesting that he changed what he believed it actually was he saw from aliens to demons, right? So I always like to pay attention to language like that, especially in mainstream news stories of alien sightings and such, because really I do think it is spiritual entities, the UAP phenomenon, and man, there's a great deception coming, and you're definitely seeing the gears turning to get the collective consciousness of mankind aware that there's something out there. Watch out, right? All right, so check out this next clip. And this is in regards to Gavin Newsom and his abortion message to scare Californians for some reason. And it presents an extreme perspective on the nation's abortion landscape and just really depravity. So check out this breakdown.
Guy from California, right? Who is, he's loved by the left. He's Bill Maher's favorite. He's somebody that the left would love to actually run for office today instead of Joe Biden. And that's the governor of California. His name is Gavin Newsom, right? Gavin Newsom. Mm-hmm. And Gavin Newsom just came out with a campaign video for what Alabama did to put the fear of abortion, which is a topic that's going to be the 2024 topic. Rob, go ahead and play this clip. This is not a parody. I want to make sure you guys know this.
Parody for you guys that don't.
If you didn't watch the Antonio Brown interview, this is not a parody. This is an actual ad that Newsom just tweeted out. Enjoy this.
Oh, my God.
We're almost there. You're going to make it.
Oh, no.
Trump Republicans want to criminalize young Alabama women who travel for reproductive care.
Watch this.
Miss, I'm going to need you to step out of the vehicle, take a pregnancy test.
What the
Stop fuck? Them by taking action at righttotravel.org. Campaign for Democracy Group is responsible for the content of this advertising.
It's so crazy. The scriptures talk about how what is right will be called wrong and what is wrong will be called right. And Gavin putting out some fear-mongering videos, right, trying to scare people about how horrible it would be that a police officer might pull you over and make you pee on a stick to prove that you're not on your way to an abortion. Like, the insanity of it. But what they're actually underlying justifying is evil and wickedness, and it's
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
Murdering innocence, and it's just insanity. But in another story, check this out. Athletic director used AI to frame principal with racist remarks and fake audio clip. And we've talked about this in previous Skiba News Nation episodes about AI and deep fake and how AI technology can be used to discredit real releases, leaks, but also how it can be used for nefarious purposes and such. And I thought this was very, very interesting, the use of AI to frame a principal. Just get a couple crazy people out there, right, that don't like somebody and give them the power of AI. And a little creativity can go a long way. So it's just, something I thought was interesting. Here's another story. Report says 13 banks helped Fed spy on Trump supporters. I would not be surprised. This reminds me a lot of ways there was parallels with the January 6th kind of hunt and what happened in Canada with the trucker rallies and the freezing of funds and such. But this says, a report in the Daily Mail says the Republicans in Congress are investigating more than 10 banks for colluding with the federal government to spy on Americans after the January 6th protests. And, man, it's Your political leanings can really get you a lot of attention if they deem you dangerous. So watch out. Here's another story, a little video on MTV. And I thought it was very interesting. And check this out.
You can see I'm in front of a Masonic temple, but that's not all it is. Check this out. That's right. As you can see, this Masonic temple is actually MTV's studio. Commemorative cornerstone in honor of the Grand Master that was responsible for the erection of this Masonic edifice. And wait, wonder, what does MTV really stand for? I don't know, kiddies, but something doesn't smell right. I mean, really, what does MTV really stand for? And...
What is this? Amazingly, there seems to be luminescence emanating from inside the cavity itself. Any guess is as good as another as to what this perplexing icon represents.
852 for London, now boarding at gate 19.
World record, you'll see such amazing stories as proof that Elvis was a space alien.
Viva Las Vegas.
Undead voodoo, ritual revealed.
Stevie.
In there, and they were stacked. He told me 1500.
All right, very interesting. So, not only is media used, you know, to kind of solidify in people's minds what should be considered right and wrong, right? But it's used in our entertainment to mold our minds to be susceptible to the symbology and the things that we're witnessing on these shows or, you know, on MTV or whatever. And it is something that people have to be aware of. I mean, what you put into your mind is what influences your heart, your soul. And so we got to be careful. Careful little eyes what you see, right? All right, here's another little clip. This is how the United States sends 40 million weekly to fund our enemy? Check this out.
I never thought that 23 years after 9/11, I would have to come here to the Sean Ryan Show to tell the world that the Taliban is a terrorist group. I come from a bombed village in Panjshir, Afghanistan. I came here, this country, a very generous country, accepted me, gave me a home, gave me trust, gave me an education, allowed me to serve, gave me security clearance, gave me everything. Now it's, I am the one reminding them, look, your founding fathers were your patriots. The guy whose statue you want to go and destroy and burn? George Washington, Patrick Henry, Thomas Jefferson, they're your heroes. You call them racist, slave owners. You have forgotten who you are. They have forgotten what this country stands for, how this country, how this vision started.
37 NGOs reported that they provided a total of $10.1 million in taxes and fees to the Taliban.
And if you don't know who you are, there's no way you can know who your enemy is.
And
until the Soviets leave Afghanistan and until a government that the Afghans accept comes to power. We do not accept the preferences of others as far as our government is concerned.
So I joined the U.S. Army at the age of 17, and because I was born in Afghanistan, I was in a very unique position. Every general out there wanted an Afghan with him.
Let's talk about how the U.S. is funding Taliban.
Oh, that's a hard statement to say, right? Yes.
It is.
Yes or no, have you seen any evidence of the Taliban demanding payoffs to permit the implementation of aid projects?
Are we hoping that Afghanistan is a bulwark against Iran? What's the national strategic security interest that it costs us billions of dollars to be there? I'm trying to figure that out, because what I feel like is that we got in a fight with a bully. We lost the fight. We got punched in the face. He took our lunch money. And now we just keep on paying the lunch money in hopes that he doesn't beat us up again.
Are you familiar with Al-Qaeda's goal list, ISIS's goal list?
What is it?
You are an unbeliever, according to them. Where you are, this is a camp of the unbelievers. They want to purify this. You are the end goal. I am the end goal. This is the end goal. And Al-Qaeda's goal, Taliban's goal, they're the same.
It never stops.
This is a flag that the Taliban burned in 2022. We recovered it from Afghanistan.
Oh, man.
This is when the Taliban were celebrating their first year anniversary in Kabul. This is what they were doing, and chanting death to America.
We no longer have a presence on the ground in Afghanistan. Our involvement in that war on the ground is over.
Then that first World Trade bombing, and then the big 9/11. So it keeps increasing. So that next one, whatever it is, whenever it comes, it's gonna make that 9/11 attack look like a dress rehearsal.
Lots and lots of incidents like what we just saw in Russia. All scattered throughout the United States.
Be careful. When you say U.S., who do you mean? That's one. When U.S. backed the Taliban.
Mm-hmm.
It's not you. You are U.S. I'm American. I'm U.S. I did not do this. You did not do this. There are certain individuals that did this.
Like the war in the Middle East right now. We have Ukraine and Russia. And then you look at the evidence that all along, it's these endless wars, right? And it just keeps the machine turning. Something to be aware of. So here is a little article here. Whoops, MSNBC accidentally featured someone who told the truth about why young people resent the economy right now. I thought this was pretty funny. Check this out.
For the first time in our nation's history, a 30-year-old man or woman isn't doing as well as his or her parents were at 30. That is the social compact breaking down. People aged 30 to 34, 60% of them in 1990 had one child. Now it's 27%. People are opting out of America. They're not optimistic about it. They're not having kids. Young people aren't having sex. They're not meeting. They're not mating. The pool of emotionally and economically viable men shrinks every day, which lessens household formation. So we have a real issue. Young people are enraged. So it turns every cut, every movement into an opportunistic infection because, quite frankly, they are just pissed off. Mm-hmm. They look up, they see wealth, exceptional wealth across.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.
My generation and people in certain industries, and they are really struggling. Their purchasing power is going down, and the incumbents create artificial scarcity on campus. We take pride in rejecting 90% of our applicants. So the incumbents who already have a degree see their degree go up in value. We get very concerned with housing and traffic once we own a housing. Housing permits are sequestered from young people. Housing prices have gone from 290 to 420 in the last 4 years. So a young person, a house, stocks that I don't own skyrocket in value. Let's have COVID relief and flush the markets and take assets way up, because if a million people dying would be bad, would be tragic if I got less wealthy. And we're doing it on their credit card. Young people have every reason to be enraged, and every issue they see, they look up, they get angry, and they see someone doing better than them. And then every day it is speedballed in their face that they are failing, that they are not doing as well as everyone around them. We have lost the script. Our kids are more anxious and more depressed and more obese and more addicted. And we have made a purposeful decision to let this happen by ensuring the people around this table stay wealthy at the cost of young people. So,
ooh, dropping the truth bombs. What do you know? I mean, I love how the post says this is the most important video on the internet right now. And in a lot of ways, exposing how the system works, it really does relay the struggle that people are facing right now as we operate within the largest enslaved system of slaves without walls, basically. The system is made as a giant prison. We're slaves without walls. In relation to AI, cops using AI that automatically generates police reports from body cam footage? Really, what could go wrong? Oh, man. So, as Forbes reports, it's a brazen, worrying use of the tech that could easily lead to the furthering of institutional ills. Oh, great. Could the AI models hallucinate? That's the big question. What could go wrong? Oh, man. Guys, gotta be smarter than that. But I guess when there's a technology that can make paperwork a little bit less, you jump on it, right? And for our final video, I'm not going to play the entire clip, but I want people to be aware of this exposing Ukraine's secret police and the mission to exterminate Christianity. It's a 30-minute video Tucker Carlson just recently put out. But it is really telling and interesting.
On Saturday, the House of Representatives, the legislative body that writes the laws for our bankrupt country, approved $95 billion in American tax dollars in foreign aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. Taiwan, by the way, happens to be one of the richest countries in the world. That package, that spending package, passed overwhelmingly 316 to 94. So let's narrow out a piece of it. That would be the $61 billion that went to Ukraine. Now, so far, Congress has given the Ukrainian government nearly $174 billion in munitions and so-called aid. Wow. Then you add another $60 billion that Joe Biden gave to Zelensky, and the total is over $230 billion. And that's just the money that was publicly appropriated that we can account for. There's a lot more than that. So let's take a look at what's in the package that just passed on Saturday that the bankrupt country sent across the world to the Ukrainian government. There's $14 billion to purchase weapons. There's $15 billion for military training and intelligence sharing, since the U.S. intel agencies are running the Ukrainian intel agencies, even as they assassinate people. Then there's $8 billion for the Ukrainian government, its pensions for its bureaucrats, $8 billion for its pensions. And then there's $300 million to help Ukraine secure its border. None to secure our border. $300 million to help Ukraine secure its border. Just the.
Now, if I look extremely sleepy right now, it is because we stay up very late around the campfires, you know, talking deep, in-depth scriptural discussions.
Thank you, Jake, for another great current news, as always. Now I'd like to show you guys the Testing the Globe Super Pack.
We're flat earthers, and we know NASA faked the moon landing.
We're flat earthers. We know the secrets hidden in Antarctica.
We're flat earthers, and we know NASA was started by Nazis.
We're flat earthers. We know that water doesn't bend and stick to a spinning ball.
We're flat earthers. Our beliefs are backed up by the Bible.
We're flat earthers. We know that pilots don't adjust their flight downward to account for the curvature of a globe.
We're flat earthers. We know about the firmament and why the rockets can go through it.
We're flat earthers. We don't trust the government. We do our own research.
We're flat earthers, and we can prove it.
Get your Testing the Globe Super Pack today. The link will be attached to this video, where you will get a Testing the Globe book, a Testing the Globe interactive DVD-ROM, and a refraction kit by Rob Skiba.
Now make sure you guys get a whole Super Pack because they're very cool. So anyway, it's about that time for an all-new Opa's Corner. Take it away, Opa.
My hood, der hat drei Ecken. Drei Ecken hat mein Hut, und hat nicht drei Ecken, dann ist es nicht mein Hut.
Welcome to another episode of Opa's Corner. I'm premiering a new segment called Opa's Corner, Believe It or Not. I hope you enjoy.
The strange, the bizarre, the unexpected. These are the kinds of subjects a man named Robert L. Ripley challenged us to
believe it or not.
Believe it or not.
Believe it or not, you.
Wally, believe it or not.
Believe it or not.
Believe it!
You're a loony.
Did you know there's a basketball court on the top floor of the U.S. Supreme Court building? Its nickname, you guessed it, the highest court in the land. Believe it or not. Harvard might be hard to get into with a 4.5% admittance rate, but try this on for size. Only 2.6% of Walmart applicants are accepted. How about them apples? Believe it or not. A lifetime Cleveland Browns fan and season ticket holder requested in his obituary for 6 Cleveland Browns pallbearers at his funeral. Why? So the Browns can let him down one last time. Believe it or not. Lake Superior State University in Michigan offers a unicorn hunting license. Unsurprisingly, the chief herald of the unicorn hunters was once quoted saying, "The pursuit of the unicorn is a lonely quest. We wish them nothing but good luck." Believe it or not. An art collector once paid $10,000 for a non-visible sculpture created by actor James Franco. The artwork was billed as an endless tank of oxygen. It's called air. We're breathing it now. For free. Believe it or not. It officially takes 364 licks to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop. Well, at least according to engineering students' scientific endeavor at Purdue University, who used a proprietary licking machine rather than a human tongue. Believe it or not. In the small town of Dorset, Minnesota, where a new mayor is picked every 2 years by drawing names out of a hat, a 3-year-old named Robert Tufts was elected mayor in 2015. His governing style? being nice and no poopy talk. In 2024, I think we can all agree that the world could use more Robert Tufts in higher office. Believe it or not. The Cookie Monster has a real name. It's Sid. No, seriously. Believe it or not. China censored the word for censorship. I guess you can't be guilty of a crime if nobody can describe what it is. Believe it or not. Barry Manilow didn't write his hit song, I Write the Songs. And before he recorded it, Barry didn't even think it was a particularly good song. Believe it or not. You're twice as likely to be killed by a vending machine than a shark, according to the New England Aquarium. So, when is the Discovery Channel premiering their Vending Machine Week? Believe it or not. The blob of toothpaste that sits on your toothbrush has a name. It's called a nerve.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
Hurdle. Believe it or not. You can hire a clown in Switzerland to stalk your kid and creepily smash a cake into their face on their birthday. Seriously, as if nice clowns weren't terrifying enough. Believe it or not. Britain's Secret Intelligence Service once hacked an Al-Qaeda website and replaced the bomb instructions with a cupcake recipe. Believe it or not. Manoe, Nebraska is the only town in the United States with an official population of one person. Yes, she owes taxes to herself. She's in her 80s and she's employed as the village's mayor, librarian, and barber. Believe it or not. Calvin Coolidge, the 30th U.S. president, thought it was hilarious to push the emergency buzzer on his desk and then hide when the Secret Service came running. Believe it or not. In 2012, a man wore 60 shirts and 9 pairs of jeans on an 11.5-hour flight from China to Africa because he didn't want to pay the extra baggage fee. Believe it or not. A town in Washington has a treetop bridge over a busy road that's just big enough for squirrels. It's called the Nutty Narrows Bridge. Admit it, that's undeniably funny. Believe it or not. There's a village in southern Norway actually named Hell. And get this, every winter it freezes over. Believe it or not. A U.S. constitutional amendment was proposed in 1893 suggesting that the country be renamed the United States of Earth. There was another failed amendment a few years prior that wanted to abolish the presidency and install a Roman-style triumvirate. As if the United States needed any more comparisons to the doomed Roman Empire. Believe it or not. According to a 2014 survey by a Christian retailer, Lifeway, in Nashville, 7% of Christian Americans pray for a parking space. Believe it or not. The actual U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has a real website devoted to zombie preparedness. Believe it or not. It would take 76 work days, if you work an 8-hour day, to read every online privacy policy you agree to in an average year. Believe it or not. When high heel shoes first came into fashion in the 10th century, they were intended for men. It wasn't until the 18th century that more women wore high heels than men. Believe it or not. A dairy cow will produce up to 3% more milk when listening to music. But they don't like country music, especially Willie Nelson. They need something with a good beat. Believe it or not. And now for the funnies. At the Rubber Man Factory. If Congress shuts down the government, our business is going to go through the roof. Whack a Congress member. Bump. Well, as we suspected, you've got a slow leak. Michelin. I think of it as bringing the sofa into the art world. Gesundheit. I'm sorry. I can't do anything about squatters. Bear commercials. You were just in the woods. I'm not gonna go in there. Go ahead, Frank. I used Pine Fresh Febreze. Laser dot finals. Crunchy dead rats. Yes, will you accept a collect call from a Mr. Ah?
Say, wasn't there supposed to be a couple of holes punched in this thing?
According to my research, when a kitty has his tail up, it means it's happy. Bad kitty! The bad news is, we lost your suitcase. The good news is, we found it for sale on eBay. Cat Food Network. As always, we're going to end the show by knocking all this stuff on the floor.
No, that's not my family. That's how many people I've hit.
Criminy, talk about overstaying your welcome, John. Open the door and turn the porch light on. See if that gets rid of them. Oil. Oil. For a very brief period, medieval scientists were known to have dabbled in the merits of cardboard armor. This isn't nearly as comfortable as the comics make it out to be. Achoo! I sneezed so hard, I think I reset my brain to factory settings. Parole board. If we let you out, how do we know you won't want to come right back in? Cat's Meow Jewelry. This pendant looks good on a gold or silver chain. Or she can just put it on the floor and bat it around the house.
I like that. It's versatile.
Chef Boyardee gets an idea. Luigi, where is Chef Ravioli? He's in the can. The following program may be offended by some viewers. Would you like almond milk in your coffee? No, I'll have the udder kind. I get no doubt, but I get up again. You're never gonna beat me down. I get no doubt, but I get up again. Shut up, Mike! Kitty Corp Bank. Just put the money in the bag and nobody gets wet. Zed's Garage. You say it's a clink, clink, clunk noise? That's gonna be $200. But if it's a clink, clank, bonk noise, then you're looking at least $500. Now, if it's... Oh, Larry, I think you should look up Nice and Easy and see what's right over your head.
This is no use, Wanda. It's like they say, we just don't have lips.
Uh, I'm afraid you need to see a brake specialist. I replaced my rooster with a duck. Now I wake up at the quack of dawn. And that concludes another Opa's Corner.
My hoot, der hat drei Ecken. Drei Ecken hat mein Hut. Und hat nicht drei Ecken, dann ist es nicht mein Hut.
Opa's Corner is now available on my own YouTube channel. Like, share, and subscribe.
Thank you, Opa, for another great Opa's Corner, and I love the Believe It or Not segment. So, now a word from our good friend, JJ. Are you tired of living in constant pain? Do you feel like you've tried every CBD product on the market with no relief? Look no further than JJ's Natural CBD Rub. When I was diagnosed with degenerative disc disease, this was the only product that completely took my pain away. Working with JJ has been a dream come true, and his products have completely changed my life. Don't just take my word for it. Visit JJ's website, jjcbdrub.com, and read hundreds of testimonials from people whose lives have been changed by all of JJ's amazing products. And now, as a Skiba News Nation exclusive, you can get $50 off a 3-pack special of JJ's Natural CBD Rub by texting CBD to 920-382-7720. Don't suffer in silence any longer. Take control of your pain today with JJ's Natural CBD Rub. Again, text CBD to 920-382-7720 for an exclusive discount and start feeling the relief you deserve. The links are in the description below. Thank you, JJ. Now it's time for an all-new segment that I call History's Mysteries. So today we're going to be talking about the Oakville incident. The first time I ever learned about this topic was when I was watching one of my favorite shows, Unsolved Mysteries by Robert Stack. And this is one of the most interesting things I probably ever covered on Skiba News Nation, because on August 7th, 1994, residents of Oakville, Washington reported a clear gelatinous substance that rained down and as a result got dozens of people sick, killed several dogs and cats, and you know, after, you know, hearing that, my cat Charlie is just so sad. Oh, he's sleeping. He's not dead, I promise. He wasn't in contact with the gelatinous stuff. But so this is one of my crazy mysteries that I had to share with you guys. So let's check out this first clip of the Oakville incident.
Today, I've got a bit more of a classic mystery that if you grew up watching the show Unsolved Mysteries, this topic was covered in Season 9, Episode 6, so that being said, I'm kind of excited to take the ball and run with it, so let's get right into it. This all begins on August 7th, 1994, in the small town of Oakville, Washington. A location that is known for its heavy rainfall. However, this morning, the rainfall was a little bit different. In the early parts of the morning, a downpour of gelatinous blobs had started to occur. The blobs were translucent in nature and not that large, measuring in at about half the size of a grain of rice. While the first downpour took place at around 3 a.m. on August 7th, it was reported that this had occurred over about 20 square miles over the course of 3 weeks at various times. As time would pass, many of the residents who were exposed to this type of bizarre rain had become violently ill.
Sick, my wife got sick, my daughter, everybody that lived here got sick.
Everybody in the whole town came down with like a flu, only it was a really hard flu. It didn't last like 7 days, it lasted like 7 weeks, 2 or 3 months.
And it's also worth noting that many of the local pets and farm animals in the area got sick and some end up passing away. One resident of Oakville at the time, Dottie Hearn, had stepped outside of her home, noticing that the gelatinous blobs were everywhere. She ended up picking some of the substance up, but later that day, she had been found lying on her bathroom floor. She was conscious, but not in good condition.
Pale. My mom had been vomiting. She had extreme vertigo. She complained that she had difficulty with her vision. Her vision was blurring.
Subsequently, Dottie Hearn was sent to the hospital after coming in contact with the blobs and suffering their ill effects, such as dizziness and nausea. Sunny Barcliffe, the daughter of Dottie Hearn, had also gotten sick by handling the blobs, and the symptoms that occurred from 4 to 8 weeks. This rightfully called into question whether the blobs were some sort of toxic substance, and over the years, many theories about what the blobs may have actually been have come into question. With the mystery here being, what was the substance? Was this some explainable phenomenon? Or was this something far more nefarious?
Now it only gets crazier from here. That last lady that you saw actually took samples of the material. That's how smart she was when she saw it. She's like, this is not normal, so I gotta collect this and save it for some kind of scientist. So for this next clip, we're gonna be talking about those samples. So check this out.
The doctor that treated Dottie Hearn for her symptoms concluded that she had suffered from an inner ear condition. And she herself acknowledged that the appearance of the blobs and her condition may have been a mere coincidence. A comment that Sunny made in an interview in 2015 indicated that Dottie had spent 4 days in the hospital. When released, her doctor stated that she didn't know what was wrong with her and simply stated it was some type of virus. In addition to elaborating on the length of her hospital stay, she also noted that the inner ear condition that Dottie was treated for is usually reoccurring, but she has not ever had those symptoms again, making this initial coincidence far more unlikely. Now, when Sunny Barcliffe had attended McCleary Hospital when her mother was getting treatment, she had brought a sample and asked if the doctor there was willing to do a test on it. And while it appears that all they did was look under a microscope, this is where a human white blood cell was supposedly found. After finding the human white blood cell, this prompted the doctor there to come up with a theory. Perhaps the blobs were liquid waste droppings from a passing airplane. However, sometime after, the FAA was contacted about this idea, and they stated that the fluid waste from commercial planes was always dyed blue, and the blobs were translucent. So this didn't make any sense. However, this wasn't the end of Barcliffe's quest to get information on the material. First, she contacted the Washington State Health Laboratory and mailed a sample to a person who was assigned to the case by the name of Mike McDowell.
Uniform, there was no structure that we could see visibly or with a microscope. I set it up on various microbiological media and attempted to isolate bacteria.
Mike had studied the gel to see if anything would grow on it. It ended up producing two types of bacteria, which I will show on the screen now, but we will get more into these in a bit. And getting back to Mike McDowell, his research would actually get cut short. However, it was believed after his initial studying that this was used to transport some form of virus or bacteria. However, some point after this discovery was made, the samples went mysteriously missing from the lab.
Mysteriously missing. So now we're going to be talking about the subsequent revelations of what they found in those samples, and this was during the examination of these gelatinous blobs. So check this out.
Something I've realized after looking into this topic is that someone definitely knows what's going on here. The sample was actually sent around to a few different locations, and that is very much so despite the fact that one of the samples went missing. Another sample was taken to the Department of Ecology, where they determined that it was organic material, noting that they did find a cell with a nucleus indicating that it was a biological creation that could have been a bacteria. However, no other further info was given. And almost a year later, after the blobs fell, Sunny took another sample that she had stored in a freezer to a private research lab. A microbiologist by the name of Tim Davis studied the sample and thought he had saw the remains of a eukaryotic, or a cell containing a nucleus, within it. However, I will note this one seems to contradict a lot of the other findings, and I couldn't find much elaboration from Tim Davis or any public research. However, to this day, despite being sent to multiple labs, we've never gotten a definitive answer on why this substance fell over Oakville, Washington. And I also want to point out that Barclift herself has admitted that some information hasn't been released to the press. If you take a look online at many of the popular theories regarding this incident, the most popular that you will see is that many people believe that a bombing exercise had blew up a school of jellyfish, which then they evaporated into a rain cloud until they rained down upon Oakville, which was about 50 miles inland. This theory was so popular in the early days of this mystery that they actually discussed in the town of Oakville about holding a jellyfish festival. However, this theory doesn't really hold up, especially once we start to get into the actual bacteria that was found. I got in touch with someone with a formal background or a microbiologist PhD student, and I asked him if he could take a look at all the evidence available on the case to try and help us make an educated and informed opinion on this mystery. Special thanks to Capsula on Twitter, as he was generous enough to volunteer his time as well as answer any questions I had about this. He even went above and beyond and included a full report with sources so I could understand his reasoning, even though I didn't understand the subject. Now, for the sake of this video, I will be summarizing the report. And what was found inside of the blobs were, number one, white blood cells, like we said, cells with no nuclei, which you can think of as bacteria or archaea. Then the other two bacteria that were observed by Mike were the two biocontrol agent bacteria, both of which are very common in controlling plant diseases. Now, as you can imagine, if this is meant to kill pathogens in plants, if an animal were to ingest it, it probably wouldn't be the best thing for them. And it turns out that both of them are known to cause infection in immunocompromised patients. And furthermore, if this blob was just harmful to the touch, then it's also possible, Capsula theorized, that DMSO, a commonly used topical analgesic, could have been used to carry the cell culture of bacteria through organic tissue. This would mean that all you'd need to do is touch the blobs in order for that bacteria to get inside of you. Now, something to consider is that this infection lasted 4 to 8 weeks, and let me remind you that this rain occurred 6 times over the course of 3 weeks. Moving on, if you're wondering why gelatinous blobs would be used to carry the cell culture, if we're dropping something from a very high altitude, we definitely need that bacteria to survive the impact, and the gelatinous polymer containing the culture of bacteria would be the perfect vehicle. So this simply could have been testing some kind of substance to kill plant pathogens. But the only thing that seems to be inconsistent with the other findings was that one white blood cell. However, I will note the only time this was found was the initial test at the hospital. So perhaps it's worth taking with a grain of salt. But as for now, I believe the conclusion that Capsula came up with is highly likely. Likely a biotech company where government was testing a product, and if the government had some involvement here, that would perfectly explain why some of those samples went missing at that publicly funded laboratory. So was this simply a test gone wrong, or something far more nefarious?
So nobody seems to know what it truly was, and my personal belief is they came from chemtrails. Maybe. Who knows? What do you think, Opa?
I don't know. It's very, very strange. I always thought that maybe it could have been some kind of an offshore cyclone or something that sucked something up from the ocean into the clouds and destroyed it, and then it kind of hovered over the town and dropped whatever was left with the organisms that it sucked up. But I don't know, it's weird.
Definitely one of history's greatest mysteries. Let me know what you guys think down in the comment section. I'm actually very interested to see what you guys think it is. So that's all I got for the Oakville incident, and I hope you guys enjoyed. Now it's time to laugh a little bit. So for my final clip, 90% of my phone calls are scammers. And so I have a little fun with them. If they say their name is John and they talk like this, I don't trust them. And 100% of the time they're trying to scam me. So I thought, you know, it'd be fun to prank these scammers. So sit back, relax, and enjoy me pranking this scammer.
The following is the result of a scammer. Viewer discretion is advised.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Sir, do you know about medical alert device?
Oh, yeah, I've heard about it.
Oh, that's great. Sir, how old are you?
I'm 60.
60, wonderful, sir. You are perfectly qualified for medical alert device. What's your name?
My name, legally, is Phil, P-H-I-L. And then my last name is kind of hard to pronounce. It's M-I-A-N-I-S.
M-I-A-N-I-S.
Fill my anus?
Yes, fill my anus. Yeah, fill my anus is my full name. Fill my anus.
So I hope you guys got a kick out of that, and it's always fun to prank them. So that's all I got for history, and I hope you got some memes for me, Jake. Meme me up.
I know you're a little younger than I am. I've adopted the attitude of the great Negro Leagues went on to become Negro.
If everyone is thinking alike, then somebody isn't thinking. I can't sleep. Might as well read some scripture. Opens Bible. There's no rest for the wicked. Closes Bible. Is that Kim? Oh no. All right, so you are only crazy to people who can't manipulate you. The end. Well put. Have you tried letting his people go? It's a doctor and I guess Pharaoh. Great timing. During the Feast of Unleavened Bread after the Passover. We got some funny memes. The war, just like I was mentioning earlier in our segment, the war is not meant to be won. It is meant to be continuous. The price of anything is the amount of life you exchange for it. Henry Thomas. Anyways, I think that was a well put quote there. I mean, the premise of making the most of our days, making the most of our relationships. I was mentioning to somebody the other day, it's funny how life is these passing faces and branching choices, and we get to choose how we spend our time. All right, the purpose of propaganda is to make one set of people forget that the other sets of people are human. And, of course, we're seeing a lot of propaganda around Ukraine and some of the deceptions regarding these wars.
Be very, very quiet. I'm going to post something that offends Webwills. And then I'll be in Facebook jail. Oh, man. I showed this last week, but I think it's so important to share it multiple times because the concept of how a CBDC is different from what we have now is pretty profound. And you can definitely see how a power play is being made in the world today as crypto technology is being kind of harnessed. So it says here, how is CBDC different from what we have now? Unlike cards or phone apps, central bank digital currencies will be programmed to the individual, which will mean the bank can limit where, when, and what you spend your money on, monitor and record every transaction you make, take fines, taxes, charges automatically from your account, link your wallet to a carbon allowance and social credit score, and freeze your account so you're unable to buy anything. And partially, some of these things are exactly why I think people should not dwell in the city as the world falls apart. Once upon a time, all food was organic. Wow. All right, and last but not least, look at the chemtrails. Looks like chemtrails are real. Yep, been trying to tell you that for years. You could have known. You couldn't have known. They just announced it on TV. Wow. All right, Jeremiah, thanks for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed our news segment. Until next time.
Well, thank you, Jake, for another great current news and memes as always. Opa, thank you for another great Opa's Corner. I like the new segment. I hope you guys enjoyed today's history segment and the episode as a whole. Stay awake, not woke, subscribe, and stay tuned.
If you like what we do here on Skiba News Nation, please like and subscribe, and also share with others so that we can grow the biggest truth-seeking community on the internet. Huge shout out to all of our Patreon supporters. We couldn't do this show without you, so I just wanted to say thank you. And if you want to help support us, go to patreon.com/SkibaNewsNation.